This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as this case went today, what are the charges that he faces?
So he's charged with three counts in the indictment, one count of murder in the first degree, and two counts of murder in the second degree. Essentially, Tom, the murder in the first degree is with intent to kill. He killed two people in the same criminal transaction. And the two separate counts of murder in the second degree are the individual killings for each man, you know, one for Jordan Salato and one for Mickey Harmon.
I know today was an arraignment, usually a brief appearance. Take us through what happened this morning.
Sure. So we originally authorized the charge with the Buffalo Police Department back on March 7th. And this crime occurred on March 4th. He was about to be discharged on March 7th from Erie County Medical Center. And so we authorized the Buffalo Police Department to arrest him. He was charged with the very same counts, the murder in the first degree and the two counts of murder in the second degree. And after that arraignment, he's been remanded while we finished our investigation and presented the case. The Erie County Grand Jury returned the indictment, which reported out today. It reported out last week, and Judge Bowler conducted the arraignment today. So what happens is we ask the judge to order the defendant and his lawyers to comply with the statute that requires any psychiatric defense that's going to be presented to notify us or serve us notice of that defense within 30 days. That's a statutory requirement, and the judge ordered them to do so. So by April 21st, which is the next court appearance, the defense has to notify us as to whether they intend to pursue a psychiatric defense. So at that time, on April 21st, we'll appear back in court. We'll address that issue, and then we'll also ask the court for a scheduling order, which would include any potential hearings or motion practice, and hopefully a trial date.
Has there been any indication that the defense will pursue a psychiatric defense?
Well, it's my understanding that one of the lawyers for the defendant has mentioned that potential to a media outlet. You know, they didn't specifically address it today, but you know, I guess it's something they're considering.
And in the meantime, the defendant, I understand, is being remanded?
That's correct.
And in this case, a first-degree murder charge as well as a second-degree murder charge. Take us through what the difference is between first and second degree in these cases.
Sure. So the main difference is that the murder in the first degree, well, first of all, it carries with it a maximum sentence of life without parole. The murder in the second degree carries with it a maximum sentence of 25 years to life. So at 25 years, you're eligible for parole. But the difference in terms of the elements in the crimes are that the murder in the first degree, it's the same intent that you intend to cause the death of a person as murder in the second degree. It's the same intent. But in the murder in the first degree, you kill two people, essentially. In other words, in the same criminal transaction, you kill more than one person and intended to do so. So the murder in the second degree is just the murder of each individual. This is obviously a tragedy. I know that both of these young men had a significant impact on our community, and specifically the Allentown neighborhood, as well as the LGBTQ plus community. And, you know, while it's a tragedy, I hope we're at least able to give some closure in a legal sense to the community that we have come to a quick resolution of this investigation, and now we're moving forward to get justice for not only for the loved ones of these two young men, but also for the entire community.